What is your attachment style? What is attachment and why is it important? Attachment refers to the particular way in which you relate to other people. Your style of attachment was formed in the very beginning of your life, during your first 2 years. Once established, it is a style that stays with you and plays out today in how you relate in intimate relationships and in how you parent your children. Understanding your style of attachment is helpful because it offers you insight into how you felt and developed in childhood, even if you don't remember. It also clarifies ways that you are emotionally limited as an adult and what you need to change to improve your close relationships and relationship with your own children. Early attachment patterns. Young children need to develop a relationship with at least one primary caregiver in order for their social and emotional, as well as their developmental journey to occur normally. Without this attachment, they will suffer serious psychological and social impairment. During the first 2 years, how the parents or caregivers respond to their infants establishes the types of patterns of attachment which their children will form. This is such a big deal. And these patterns will go on to guide the child's feelings, thoughts, and expectations as an adult in future relationships. A really big deal. So the first of those, just going to define secure attachment. Remember I said on this hand, standalone secure attachment, the ideal outcome, the ideal scenario that all of us want to experience. So ideally from the time the infants are 6 months to 2 years of age, don't just stop there though. There's other attachment issues that can be set up later in life, things that I talked about, fostering, adoption, boarding school. So ideally from the time infants are 6 months to 2 years of age, they form an emotional attachment to an adult who is attuned to them, that is, who is sensitive and responsive in their interactions with them. It's vital that this attachment figure remain a consistent caregiver throughout this period in a child's life. And during the second year, the children begin to use the adult as a secure base from which to explore the world and become more independent. And a child in this type of relationship is said to be securely attached. Let me give you my explanation of that. And I use lighthouses. In other words, I see our parents as lighthouses. Would you agree? A lighthouse is a fixed structure. It doesn't move. And I see the infants as ships. Ships that negotiate the oceans, the seas. But throughout their journey, they need to take their bearing from the lighthouse being mother, the main caregiver, could be a father. And they need to just check on their development, where they are in relation to mother. Again, sometimes I think about the toddlers, a whole group of toddlers in a room. The mothers, typically the mothers, could be fathers as well, of course, but typically the mothers are in the same room with the toddlers, and there's an open door. Some toddlers will very freely see the open door, and after long enough playing in the room, will crawl out through the room, through the door, to the other room outside that door. Other toddlers will look and think, nah, I'm not going there since my mummy is here. Why would I want to go out there? There are other toddlers that will go near the door, look, see mummy's there, look again, maybe see some other toddlers have gone out, so they follow. There are others that will look and decide and to and fro, maybe dip in to go out a little, come back in, check on mother. There's all sorts of in between. Now those who will just pretty much go off outside are securely attached because they know when they get back, mummy will be here. Those who are very tentative, it's interesting just to watch their development stages, and over time, some may decide, yep, I'm gonna go. You see, going out the other door, I sometimes call the outbacks of Australia. It's like falling off the planet. Why would I want to go out there when my mummy is in here? Strange explanation, don't know if it helps you. The lighthouse explanation, don't know if that helps you. But the key thing is, as main caregivers, they need to be what we call good enough for the infant. What I want to do is go on to explain about the three insecure attachments on this and the three insecure attachments. But what you're going to need to understand is they've got these slightly different definitions, and I want to explain what these definitions are because of the two definitions in two lots of articles that I'm going to give you, that I'm going to be reading to you. The first of those insecure attachments, the first of those three, is called avoidant attachment. In the other article, that very same avoidant attachment is called dismissive avoidant attachment. The second, ambivalent anxious attachment. And in that other article, it's actually called, let's just turn over, anxious preoccupied attachment. And the third one, disorganized attachment. And in the second article, it's called fearful avoidant. Don't quite know why they were given these different names by the authors of these two articles, but you'll see that it's the same type of description, but you just need to make sure with your bearings you've got the different names.